News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump tweeting thanks to Saudi Arabia for low oil prices.
The tweet coming less than a day after the president decided not to further punish Saudi Arabia or its crown prince for the death and dismemberment of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. After investigating his murder, the CIA concluded with high confidence that it was directed by Saudi's crown prince.
Fox's John Decker. President Trump's criticism about a federal judge who ruled against his asylum policies, drawing a rebuke from Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. Roberts defending an independent judiciary. The president firing back on Twitter that judges appointed by former President Obama have a different point of view than people charged with the safety of our country. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow down a fraction, the S&P gaining 8, with the NASDAQ ending the day 63 points higher. This is Fox News.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. Growing up, Thanksgiving was always a big day in my house. We'd gather around the table for a gigantic feast with cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and of course, bald eagle. Bald eagle's good eating, especially with a side of baby seal. Afterwards, we'd smear leftover cranberry sauce on the walls, call the cops, and say there'd been a murder in the house. By then, it'd be time to watch football. But those games got boring. So we'd strap on the flamethrowers and set the neighbor's house on fire. Using the smoke as a diversion, we'd steal their car, drive into the woods, and use acorns and sticks to build an altar to my dark lord Satan while injecting horse tranquilizer between our toes. Ah, yes. Thanksgiving with the Freemans. Good times.
One of the best investments you can make in your home and to guarantee the comfort of you and your family or to make sure you've got hot water when you need it is a Clark's Club membership. For $159, you've got two annual tune-ups to your central comfort system. Before the weather gets cold, then come back in the spring and make sure you're ready for the long streak of hot weather ahead and that the system is running efficiently. If you need a repair, that AC unit should last 20 or more years. But the only way it's going to get it is if you give it TLC. And for me, that's the love of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Everybody on the Clark's team is thoroughly background checked, and they're drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never doubt about who's in your home. But you'll see what I mean the first time you have contact with them. Their plumbers are top-notch, too. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. 277-2125, 277-2125. They'll ask, how can we make you smile today? Ask about a Clark's Club membership or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. Growing up, Thanksgiving was always an exciting time in my house. We invited our friends and family over for food, fun, and of course, gerbil tennis. Morgan, you telling me you used to play tennis with a gerbil? No, silly. Two gerbils. After all, what if one went over the fence? By then, Grandma would be good and drunk, so we'd root through her purse and replace a blood pressure medication with Tic Tacs. After that, it would be time to eat. Now, the tables were always laid out the same. One for the adults, one for the kids, and one for Davy, my cousin born with a funny-shaped head who spent all day drooling. Of course, all that turkey made us drowsy, which is why we'd always follow our meal with a thick line of cocaine. Ah, yes. Thanksgiving with the Freemans. Good times.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The city of Millbrook has made it. Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, opening location number 3 in Millbrook on Highway 14. So now there's 3 Don Duncan locations where you can get service above and beyond your highest expectations. Not only top-notch certified technicians to work on your vehicle, but customer service and accommodations that are second to none. In other words, if you need a ride back to your house or your office to get your service taken care of, just ask. They're happy to do it. All 3 locations offering all major name brand tires at a real wholesale price because Don Duncan worked to do business directly with the manufacturers. Don Duncan, the works. Get your car its regular service. You can wait, or, again, if you need a ride to work or a ride back, just let them know. Don Duncan, just north of Vaughan on Bell Road. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. And again, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and maybe you've been thinking about purchasing a new utility vehicle, but good grief, have you seen and priced those things lately? Now, I don't need some souped up desert racing or mountain climbing machine, but a traditional rugged UTV for chores around my home, business, or hunting property. So if you're like me, I'd like to introduce you to the best kept secret in utility vehicles, the Landstar by American Landmaster. These rugged and dependable vehicles start out at only $46.99 for the two-wheel drive models, and the four-wheel drive models start at only $66.99. The Landstar is made in the USA and equipped with Kohler and Honda engines that carry a 3-year warranty. And this month, we're offering 0% interest for 36 months or monthly payments starting as low as $93. So if you're in the market for a traditional, rugged, and dependable UTV, come by and test drive the Landstar exclusively at CTE Outdoor Power, I-5 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The federal government is asking a judge to dismiss Alabama's lawsuit seeking to exclude people living in the country illegally from the 2020 U.S. Census. A federal judge on Wednesday gave Alabama until January 25th to respond to the request. U.S. Department of Justice lawyers wrote in a court filing last week that Alabama's claim that it could lose a congressional seat because of the practice is entirely speculative. A woman has been indicted for a 2017 stabbing death in Montgomery. 33-year-old Harriet Holloway was indicted for the death of 38-year-old Peter Zetreni. Zetreni was stabbed last October on the West South Boulevard. An officer shot and killed a man who police say opened fire on them outside a Walmart in Talladega. A second person was found dead inside the man's car. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Joey. Now, welcome back to Happy Hour, folks. This is Joey Clark sitting in for Greg Goodell alongside me.
84. Sitting in for 84.
Some of you might know him as Clay.
With a cape.
As Southern Wood.
You've not even mentioned my cape and how good my cape looks. I'm very disappointed.
You know, if you have to mention your own cape, maybe you shouldn't be wearing it.
Well, I think I'm going to go to the truck and take it off.
Do you have your paddle out there?
Yeah.
Paddle yourself, big boy, because I'm not touting your cape for you. Anyway, here's what we're actually fighting about today. No, it's not Democrats, Republicans. It's not Trump playing into Saudi Arabia too much. No. The real fight.
Pa.
Yes.
And not 3.14.
There's one article out there and several people saying the best pie is pecan or pecan.
No.
Who says
pecan?
Pecan. Who says pecan?
People that mispronounce words, and I hate people that don't know how to talk.
So we hate, right. I just can't stand it.
It's like people that say salmon instead of salmon. I mean,
it is salmon.
The L is there for a reason.
It's not salmon, you dope.
I bet if you take this phone call right here, I bet this caller would agree. Let's put that to a vote.
In one second. I want to get to some of these votes here on the Book of Faces. I've put up the link to saying pecan pie is the best. I don't know. I'm undecided. I like pumpkin pie, but it's not the best necessarily. I haven't really put my pies to the test. So one guy's saying he's a rhubarb man.
Okay. I'm making a list over here.
Ken is saying pecan pie would be good if it didn't have any pecans in it. Another guy's saying, yeah, no lies detected. Pecan pie is the best. It's as American as pecan pie, said no one ever. Great point, Jim. Great point. Custard pie lover here. Oh, my.
Yeah, if I had that one texted in, was custard pie.
Custard pie.
Yeah.
Was it also a woman?
No.
Okay.
I don't think he is.
I was just trying to see if we could.
If he is,
there's some demographic trend.
He's one
here.
Of the ugliest women I've ever met, if he is.
Fair enough. Chess pie.
That's,
you know what chess pie is? I might have had it before.
My understanding of a chess pie, and maybe I'll be corrected, is it's somewhat like a custard type pie. It's like a buttermilk pie. Buttermilk pie is like a quasi custard.
Right.
And so it's just kind of like a gel of delicious goodness.
Ooh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
that is good.
That's
stuff.
My understanding now.
There's pecan and buttermilk are delicious, writes Robin, but my favorite is razzleberry.
I never heard of such.
Razzleberry,
I think she made that up. Now, razzleberry, that sounds like something.
Razzleberry is raspberry and blackberry combined. And before you start saying somebody made it up, all words are made up. All recipes are made up.
That sounds like something that came off PBS in the early 90s, the razzleberries.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. Let's go to the phones. Hello, Lori.
Lori, bail us out.
Y'all don't fight, boys.
Well, I'll fight if we want to, Lori. And I love you, but I'm going to fight if I want to.
I'll have to come down there and referee.
Well, bring some razzleberries if you come, because that is a made-up term.
Chocolate pecan pie.
Chocolate pecan.
Now, that's one I've not thought of. I have had one of those before. That is pretty tight.
Mm.
Yeah, put a little scoop of vanilla on top, vanilla ice cream on top, and ooh.
Now, are we talking dark chocolate or milk chocolate, white chocolate?
Semi-sweet.
Dark chocolate chips.
Ooh. Okay. That does sound really good. With a little bit of whipped cream.
So, yeah. Nothing political. I just wanted to tell you both, I hope it sounds like you're going to have a great holiday.
I think so.
And I hope you both do. And, it sounds like you've got places to go.
Yeah, family's in town.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. I've got one coming in. He's leaving in the morning, but I'll have at least one, and I'll get calls tomorrow. But I just wanted to tell you guys happy Thanksgiving.
And well, happy
have
Thanksgiving.
A wonderful holiday, and eat a lot.
I will.
And take a nap, and then eat again.
Well, stay tuned, Lori, because when it comes to eating, I'm about to reveal how much cheese I'm putting into my mac and cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah, you go, boy.
All right.
You go, son. I mean,
thanks
you
got
to have all that cheese and milk. And
Metamucil, too. Thank you for that.
Thanks for calling, Lori. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Let's, before we can go to these phones, we got more people writing into their favorite type of pie, the Big Boss, the buttery one.
Uh-huh.
His vote's cherry.
Cherry pie? What was the first one I brought up? Cream cheese cherry pie?
That reminds me of a great song, too.
Cheese, my cherry pie. I remember the ingredients. It's the simplest pie ever. One 8-ounce block of cream cheese, a can of evaporated milk, Eagle Brand, you know, the sweetened condensed milk, not evaporated, sweetened condensed milk,
okay.
A little squirt of lemon, put that in a pie shell, get it cold, and pour those. You can't skimp. You can't get the off-brand.
Sounds like that little squirt of lemon sets
it
off.
It does. You can't get the off-brand cherry pie filling, you've got to go with Thrifty or, you know, one of the big time. Because, I mean, you'll get a pit if you get, like...
It's Thanksgiving splurge on the food, folks.
And it's so simple. Throw it in the fridge, cut it.
Hold on. We got to hit weather here. We got to hit this, you know...
Bam.
We got to hit weather. And we also have Greg telling us in his wonderful smoky voice. I wish I had a voice like that. Maybe I'll develop it over the years. Talking to us about Jack Ingerman. We'll come back to all these folks on the line. What's your favorite pie? What's the best pie? You better answer correctly.
It's my policy to never suggest you spend money where I haven't spent my own. And that's why I'm a proud three-time purchaser at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars and suggest the next time you have need for an extra vehicle or you have a new driver in the family, you start your shopping with Tip Tames and that incredible team they've got at Jack Ingram. First of all, it's not going to be like your typical or what you perceive to be your typical used car shopping experience. The utmost in professionalism. They have a great inventory of all types of vehicles. In fact, I bought basically what was a brand new Rogue, but it was a signature used car with only 2,000 miles on it. I was able to get the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper mileage. And you know what else I did? I lowered my payment by $130 a month. I'll tell you, that is a great team of people there, and we are not once, but twice, but three times very happy with the deals we got at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass, but you can browse online because they're proud of those cars. They've all got good vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies, and you can shop with confidence because the Ingram team of mechanics has carefully vetted the quality of the engine in every single vehicle. JackIngram.com or stop by and see Tip and his team. The Budells have done it three times, and we will be back.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On this Thanksgiving Eve, I think our forecast is pretty good. Mostly clear skies tonight. Kind of chilly, but not bad. Overnight low temperature by morning down to about 39. Tomorrow for Thanksgiving, we should be dry, partly cloudy with a high near 60. Low tomorrow night right around 40, and then on Black Friday. Chance of a few showers, especially by the afternoon and into the evening hours. Then rain and a few thunderstorms Friday night and through the first part of the day Saturday before it moves out of the way. Friday's high in the 50s up to about 66. On Saturday. I think by game time in Tuscaloosa, we're looking at a kickoff of 63 and 58 by the end of that game. It should be dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, interstate's looking okay right now as far as accidents go. But let me tell you, the boulevard with all the traffic lights really backing things up right now. And around the grocery stores, we're seeing a lot of activity. Be careful in those parking lots. Harold's Fine Jewelry is just moving across the street, but all jewelry has to go. All specially marked jewelry 25% off and pearls 35% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry on Zelda Road. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Wait for it.
We're asking the question, what's the best pie? I think cherry pie is a good vote. I think Rick's got a point there. But we also have, you know, Eddie Bader? A master of real estate?
Yes. Do I? Who doesn't know him?
He voted on my Book of Faces post. And by the way, you can find me on Facebook, folks. Just search Joey Clark. I've got a mustache in my profile picture. I look a little creepy, but, you know, I'm like your creepy uncle, except younger and, you know, with more sex appeal. Yes.
That's a great way to describe yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, some days, you know, later, you know, a few years from now, I'm going to be real creepy. But for now, I'm still making it work.
Pretend you're looking in the mirror.
Ooh, yeah. All right. Eddie Bader, his vote is egg custard. Not just custard.
Yeah, that's who texted in the custard. Well, okay. I mean, you can't make a custard without an egg. Come on, Joey.
Fair enough.
Come on, dude.
Chocolate cream is what Mickey is voting for. Chocolate cream.
Hey, you know, really anything chocolate, I'm like the opposite of Emily.
I love chocolate.
Absolutely love chocolate.
Chocolate is good. Did you see the article about it's a rare coca bean where it's pink chocolate?
No, but I want to try some.
Me too. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Michael. Hey, Michael, how you doing? All five lines lit.
Doing fine. My favorite was my grandmother took dried apples and they fried pies out of them.
Mm. Okay.
And you couldn't beat them. She'd pile them up six, seven high, and I could eat every one of them.
Hey, I think you have to be disqualified, though, Michael, because you can't be frying, because frying always wins. There's nothing like a good fried pie. And we cannot, if you throw fried pies into this discussion, then it changes everything because you can't fry pumpkins.
You can't beat the fried apple pie.
No, well,
that does sound good. Right now, I want one.
The only thing wrong with it, my grandmother passed away, and you can't find a woman fry like that anymore.
And fried it in a cast iron skillet. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Heck, yes, sir.
Yeah, mom. That's my grandmother.
Right.
We called her mom. Whew, Lord have mercy.
Oh, there's something like that with my great-grandmother, Anna, my dad's side. She left the recipe for a fried cornbread. Nobody could do it the same way, but she would fry it up quick in an iron skillet, cast iron skillet. And it's weird how you keep the recipe, but there's something they were doing, some technique that you can't replicate.
Grandma Peebles, same thing. She made little corn, and we make it. Well, I'll have it tomorrow for Thanksgiving, and it's good. Mm. Mind you, it's fried bread. It's real good. It's the flat cornbread, but it does not taste like when Grandma Peebles made it.
That apple pie stands on pedestal by itself.
Yeah, it does. You're disqualified. Man. That's like you. That's,
you. I'll take my pies and go home, man.
Okay.
Y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, thank you, Michael.
Thank y'all.
See, we didn't have any apple trees, but we had pear trees. And
yeah.
My grandmother would take. You could take pear and do the same thing with them. But
he said you dry
people,
them.
Yeah, and some people call them fritters.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's good God.
That does sound good right now. It isn't fair to fry something. That is cheating. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Joel. Hey, Joel, what's your vote?
Hey, I was just wanting to tell you, Razzleberry is my favorite too.
Razzleberry?
That's probably about the best there is. But the only thing is, it only grows in Slapout, Alabama. Nowhere else in the world.
Oh, I believe that. If there's such thing as a Razzleberry, that's where it would come from. From Slapout.
Yeah, I just want to tell y'all to have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Joel. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. He's got a lying liar. The truth ain't in him.
Let's go to Marianne. Hey, Marianne, how are you?
Hey, Joey. Hey, 84.
Hey, Marianne.
Southern Wood and whatever else they're calling you today.
Oh, well, the other ones we can't say on air. Please
hey,
don't say the other one.
Shush.
I just hope you don't have an identity crisis from all of this.
Oh, no, this has nothing to do with my identity crisis.
You know, you might have to seek help. Greg will be waiting for you.
I have three daughters that are teenagers. This has nothing to do with any crisis in my life, what you call me.
Oh, good. Okay, first of all, Joey, my favorite pie is a peach pie.
Ooh.
Okay. Just a simple old-fashioned, warm from the oven sweet pie. I ask for one every year on my birthday in June, and they always give me a birthday cake. I don't eat the cake.
Now, wait a minute. You're talking peach pie now, not peach cobbler. Now, if we were going cobbler.
When it comes to peaches, all forms of it. Because when I was pregnant with my son, Mike, mm-hmm. that was about the only thing that I could eat that wouldn't make me sick.
I got you.
Like, just
and
eat
I could
a
eat
peach
it anyway. I could eat it straight out of a jar. I could eat a cob. In fact, that's what they served at my baby shower for Mike was a big old peach cobbler.
Man.
You know. But guys, you know what I bet you would not turn your nose up to?
What's that?
On a pie. How about a chocolate pecan pie sprinkled with bacon?
That would be good.
Sweet savory. Yeah. I like that approach.
Doesn't that sound good?
I like to mix things up.
When Lori got to talking about a chocolate pecan pie, I got to thinking, yeah, but put some bacon on it.
A scoop of ice cream and some Tony Chachere salt, just enough that you can barely see a little bit of heat and salt on top of it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And some chocolate sauce on top. I may be leaning towards the chocolate pecan pie. Might be the best pie.
Wait, are y'all sure we haven't legalized pot in the state of Alabama? Because I'm hearing these recipes.
I have not heard Doritos yet.
Do I hear anything for corn chips?
No, I saw a recipe earlier today, folks, for a spicy Cheetos crusted turkey. And I'm like, what stoner came up with that? Like, give me a break, man.
That's really different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
good. Guys, I hope all of you, and I hope everybody at Blue Water has a happy Thanksgiving. Joey, I love you. And 84, I love you guys, too.
All right. You too, Marianne. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And very quickly, let's go to Jake. Hey, Jake, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Hope y'all are doing well.
Doing good. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. I just, this is a tough topic because, again, it all depends on who's making the pie.
Exactly.
No matter what kind it is.
It all depends on the mouth.
Right. But, you know, I'm going to have to go with my grandmother's recipe of egg custard. Or I also like a good tomato pie. You get a pie crust and you layer it with tomatoes, mozzarella, basil. But, you know, that's getting a little out of dessert.
You mean like that's like a deep dish pizza.
I know what Jake's talking about. And that is a wonderful pie, but we're on the sweet side, not the savory side.
Right.
I'm just throwing it out there, but I did want to tell y'all where the term chest pie came from in case the audience wants to know.
All right, lay it on us.
Might have been my grandmother or great-grandmother a long time ago basically got the recipe together with all the sugar left and everything else that makes it sweet and healthy. And when somebody said, what kind of pie is it? It's delicious. She said, well, it's just pie. In a southern accent. It takes that southern accent. So it's southernpie.com. You'll be able to check all that out.
Okay.
Wait, this isn't going to get the child filter if I go to southernpie.com, right?
No, it's southernpie.us. It hadn't even been launched yet.
Oh. I was about to say, I don't want to get in trouble at work here.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you for the call, Jake.
Don't hold me to that.
That's just Jake.
Man, look at the phone lines. It's crazy. We got to hit a quick break. Folks, hold your positions.
Hold, please.
Hold you on one, you two, you three, you on five. We still got an open line, so give us a call.
Jake just dropped. One line open.
272-9228. You're listening to Happy Hour.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Musicians of Montgomery, it's time for a Bailey Brothers generic in-your-face music store ad. Did you know Bailey Brothers is the world's largest music store?
No, they're not.
Bailey Brothers carries everything ever invented in the music world.
Yet again, not true.
Did you know that Kiss, Green Day, and Celine Dion all shop at Bailey Brothers?
Yes, Bailey Brothers has had several famous musicians over the past 32 years, but no one you've mentioned has ever shopped there. Listen, for 32 years, Bailey Brothers has had one goal, to be the place where you are the star. There's been some ups, there's been some downs, but Bailey Brothers want you to know that you are still the star with the guaranteed lowest price and Montgomery's largest selection of USA-made guitars, drums, keyboards, pro audio, and more. Come start your holiday shopping today. And remember,
Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Hey, Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Where you are the star.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're watching things really pick up on the interstates right now. 65 and 85, the interchange doing okay at this second. The side roads, let me tell you, that's what's really busy right now. Taylor Road at East Chase lined up. Atlanta Highway is busy, so is the Southern Boulevard. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, all military, first responders, and fire, they get $1,000 off. Check out their great selection. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, monogrammable gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
O'Reilly. It's a Black Friday giveaway at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The first 25 customers to make a purchase will get a free limited edition O'Reilly Auto Parts hat. Don't miss the great deals going on this weekend. Hurry into O'Reilly Auto Parts on Black Friday and get your limited edition hat while supplies last. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Traveling home for the holidays?
Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip home. All those runs to the grocery store, double miles. Every time you get your nails done, double miles. Or if you're in charge of buying the Thanksgiving turkey, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USA, N.A.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A woman has been indicted for a 2017 stabbing death in Montgomery. 33-year-old Harriet Holloway was indicted for the death of 38-year-old Peter Zatrenny. Zatrenny was stabbed last October on the West South Boulevard. The federal government is asking a judge to dismiss Alabama's lawsuit seeking to exclude people living in the country illegally from the 2020 U.S. Census. A federal judge on Wednesday gave Alabama until January 25th to respond to the request. U.S. Department of Justice lawyers wrote in a court filing last week that Alabama's claim that it could lose a congressional seat because of the practice is entirely speculative. An officer shot and killed a man who police say opened fire on them outside a Walmart in Talladega. A second person was found dead inside the man's car. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On this Thanksgiving Eve, I think our forecast is pretty good. Mostly clear skies tonight. Kind of chilly, but not bad. Overnight low temperature by morning down to about 39. Tomorrow for Thanksgiving, we should be dry, partly cloudy with a high near 60. Low tomorrow night right around 40. And then on Black Friday, chance of a few showers, especially by the afternoon and into the evening hours. Then rain and a few thunderstorms Friday night and through the first part of the day Saturday before it moves out of the way. Friday's high in the 50s up to about 66. On Saturday. I think by game time in Tuscaloosa, we're looking at a kickoff of 63 and 58 by the end of that game. It should be dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey. Oh, welcome to the big American Thanksgiving fight. No, we're not arguing about Donald Trump.
No.
Wrong. Everybody's got to work on their Trump impersonation, by the way.
Mine's terrible.
Do yours again. Do just a wrong.
Wrong.
That's not bad.
Wrong. But that's like the only word I can say.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Only Rosie O'Donnell.
And Jaina.
Jaina. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's fun to do a Trump.
Now he's tough, though, because he sometimes gets down low. He gets aggravated. He's got a lot of different head voices. It's interesting.
That's right. It does. He's hard to really track. Now, my son, basically son-in-law, he can kill some Donald Trump. He is very good.
Wait, basically your son-in-law?
Yeah, well, it's Sydney's boyfriend, but I mean...
Wait, you've already gotten them hitched?
Oh, yeah.
In your head?
Dude, I already told him he is marrying one of my daughters. If something happens with him and Sid, then see, he's got Ree and he's got Nanny. And he's got as pretty... Three damn good-looking girls he's got to pick from.
Fair enough.
You know, he's got a brunette, a blonde, or a redhead.
What, is this like you're reliving Little Women or something?
I don't know. I never read Little Women, but he's marrying
I've
one of my children.
I've never read it. I went and saw a play. I felt really out of place, too. Somebody gave me free tickets. I'm like, I'm the only 20-something-year-old man in here.
Feel like Roy Moore in his 20s.
Or Gary Puckett in the Union Gap. Younger. You're much too. Anyway, let's go back to the phones.
Go to the phones, Joey Moore.
Hey, Sally, how are you?
Hey. You know, you guys could stay on all afternoon and just entertain each other.
That's the goal.
I know. You don't need any callers.
No, but I'm loving the calls. And we're still not arguing over Trump. or my gross mustache. We're talking about the best pie.
Yeah, and see, we actually, from the callers, the chocolate pecan pie is kind of starting to take the lead.
With bacon?
And then Marianne threw the bacon on it.
Right.
Yeah, chocolate pecan pie, I think you do that as a Kentucky Derby because you put whiskey in it.
Ooh. Well, now you're throwing whiskey in it. It's definitely in the lead.
Yeah, but if you want to know the best pie there is.
Okay.
If you're over there on Perry Hill Road, stop at the pizza place and talk to Kevin. He's the one with the long beard, my brother. He makes kick butt apple pie. It is incredible. It's like crack.
Okay, now, but this is a pie now. It's not a fried, it's not like a fried pie.
No, we don't fry stuff. Oh, you know, 84, here's the thing. The reason that our stuff doesn't taste the same as our grandparents did, because they fried it in all the grease and fat that came from all the food they cooked before. Remember that can that used to sit on the stove?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And your grandmother would put all the bacon grease and all that stuff in there, and it just sat there and rotted and then she'd cook with it.
Yeah.
That's why it tasted like that.
That's why eggs used to taste dynamite. Ooh, and now they just kind of
taste like nothing. Yeah, they make guttural noises. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, they died a lot earlier than we do.
Yeah, but I don't know about that. I don't know.
Heart attacks, clogged arteries, yeah.
Well, they worked like 100 hours a week, too, and went out.
Well, you know what? I'm happy to use my life as a guinea pig. You know, all these people want to tax beef. You know what? I'm going to keep eating beef and keep eating meat my whole life, and not much in terms of vegetables. I can live without sugar. I can even live without alcohol, but I'll just keep eating my steak like 3 times a week, and we'll see what happens. And if I die early, like, Joey got colorectal cancer. It's like, all right, I enjoyed the steak. Like, isn't that so tragic? It's like, yeah, I lived a great life. Guess it's my time.
We'll remember this. Remember this moment.
It reminds me of a story. As an 80-year-old man went to see his doctor, and he said, Doc, how much longer do you think I got? He says, well... His doctor looks at him and says, how much do you drink? He says, oh, I don't drink, never touch stuff. He's like, okay, well, do you smoke? He's like, nope, don't smoke. He says, okay, what about your fried foods? How much, your cholesterol? He's like, oh, never touch it. Only eat raw vegetables. And doctor looked at him and said, you eat raw vegetables, you don't smoke, you don't drink. And what about your sex life? I mean, are you doing it? No. I stay away from the women. I don't do any of that
stuff. He's celibate. Wow.
He says, okay, so you don't have sex. You don't eat anything fried. You don't drink and you don't smoke. Why would you want to live any longer?
Exactly.
There's no point to life. Oh, my God. Hey, are you guys going to Baumhauer's tonight?
I am not. I am headed to Tallahassee as soon as the show's
over. But I will say Lady LaDonna will be holding court.
Will be there.
So there will be people there tonight at Baumhauer's. I'll be working, and then I have family things.
If there's anybody else out there that needs something to do and they want to come and meet people, come on out to Baumhauer's because we need more people.
Amen.
Definitely.
It's a good group.
And I may stop by and have a drink before I head to Tallahassee. I can have one before Baumhauer. I drive to Tallahassee.
Well, Sally, I appreciate the call.
All right. See you later, guys.
Bye, Sally.
Now, Randy from Snowden has been holding on for a while. Randy, what's up, man?
I'm a patient guy, gentlemen. I wanted to let Southern Wood know before I tell you what's the best pie. I personally like in this pie fight. They are such thing as fried pumpkin pies, and churches has them at this present time.
What? Fried pumpkin pie?
Fried pumpkin pie, just like the fried apples, but it's fried pumpkin pie, and they're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite pie of all times is a bourbon eggnog custard pie.
Woo!
Let me move that to the top of the list.
That sounds really good.
You had me at bourbon. I don't even know what else you said. What else is in it?
And bourbon eggnog custard pie. You make it with bourbon and eggnog, and then you sprinkle cinnamon and nutmeg on top of it after it's cooked. and chilled. It is absolutely delicious.
That sounds fantastic. It really does.
It does. Hey, if I could, Joey, y'all let me once before. I'm getting off the pie thing just for a second. Sure. I need some experienced roofers and roofer laborers down here in Panama City. You know I'm down here with the government working, you already know.
Right. Yeah. We actually had somebody call yesterday.
Yeah.
And I misplaced your number. So, yeah, give out your number again for folks.
Yeah, we're giving experienced roofers $25 an hour and time and a half and motel rooms and per diem, and laborers $10 an hour, time and a half, and the same per diem. And motel rooms is 334-202-0287.
Okay.
We're hiring as many wants to come down there.
Okay. There was a guy that called yesterday looking for that number. I'm glad you called back. I can't remember which show it was on, but they called looking for to go down there and pick up some work. So, and I appreciate what you're doing down there.
Yeah, hey, in Southern Wood, you go by, when you go by to get that drink, stop by churches, get you one of them fried pumpkin pie.
I'm going to have to check you out on that now, because if you're from Snowden, I'm not so sure. I know how them folks down there are.
Yeah. Well, we're commonly called rednecks down here. You already know.
So, yes, we
good,
are.
We good. Yeah, yes, we are. Hey, but happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
You
and
too,
everybody
Ray.
Out there listening. And y'all have some good turkey and dressing tomorrow.
You do the same.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Hey, I'll tell you, speaking of eggnog in Snowden, mm-hmm. Hall Brothers.
Yeah,
was their main plant was right there. Once you go past the Hyundai plant on 331, it's that big building on the yellow building on the right. That's where they used to process when they were Hall Brothers, when they were processing milk. But still, and yet to this day, the Hall Brothers eggnog, I'll put it up against anybody. And
okay,
you pour you a glass, about like a 16-ounce glass.
Yeah,
you put about 10 ounces in there and fill it up with bourbon on top of it and mix it around.
That sounds good.
Excellent.
That sounds real good. Here, let's quickly go to the phones and go to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Clint.
You guys are going to work on that President Trump impersonation. You ain't going to make it.
Wrong.
Sorry.
Wrong.
No?
Wrong.
No, Clint, you are a bad hombre. Get him off the phone now.
No, but what's your vote on the pie, Clint? We don't have much time.
I have to go with the other previous caller. I have to go with the fried apple pie.
Woo. We can't have fried apple pie. I've already thrown that off the list. That's not fair. It's not fair to all the other
like
pies.
It's like Aphrodite
in the
entering a beauty pageant. It's
exactly.
Just not fair. Get the guys out.
I know
out
I'm
here.
Disqualified. That's okay. That's fine. And guys, I hope you and your family have a blessed, thankful Thanksgiving day.
You do the
you
same.
Too,
and weekend. And be safe going to Tallahassee there. I got a niece that lives in Tallahassee. He's an LSU fan. Her old man is. So.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Yeah. All right. Roll Tide.
War Eagle.
Later.
Bye. And then very quickly, Ron, you're the last caller before we hit this break. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. Hey, I got three things real quick. First of all, if you're going up Highway 14 in Millbrook, right across from Marvin, there's an accident there right where it bottlenecks. And then I was going to ask about Greg. I just got on. Well, I got on right when I first called, which has been about 20 minutes ago. But I might as well listen to my phone. It's the radio, you know. I mean, what
right.
The heck?
We had a lot of calls today.
Yeah, how's Greg doing?
I haven't heard from him. I mean, I think he's probably napping or something. He just,
yeah. Okay.
I'd assume the oral surgery went well. And, he'll be back on Monday as far as I know.
All right, well, and then the other thing for my pie.
Okay.
Is a sweet potato pie or a buttermilk pie.
Ooh. Okay.
I prefer the sweet potato over the buttermilk, but that one eggnog and bourbon pie, man, that thing sounded good. And I don't even drink.
And hey, but the sweet potato is much better than a pumpkin pie, right or wrong?
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Hey, you guys have a blessed Thanksgiving.
You too, Ron.
And we'll holler at you later.
All right. Bye, Ron. Yeah, a sweet potato is similar to a pumpkin. It has that. Now, you would like the same
sweet
texture.
Sweet potatoes are sweeter.
But it's
sweeter than pumpkin
it
pie.
It tastes so much better.
It's just tradition to eat some pumpkin pie.
Yeah, but you don't have to cover it up with all that nasty nutmeg and ginger or whatever that crap is they put in a pumpkin pie. Blah.
You know, I've been a good sport. We've just been talking about what's the best. You don't have to knock something I enjoy.
I'm going to get the paddle.
Fine. We'll be back, folks. Hopefully.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by Lou Choir wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. Lou Choir understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, Lou Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbylouchoir.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbylouchoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
From the Fox Business Network, investors finally have something to be thankful for ahead of Thanksgiving. Stocks stabilized Wednesday after some big sell-offs Monday and Tuesday. The Dow basically flat. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 finished slightly higher. The markets will be closed Thursday for Thanksgiving. And the housing market has something to be thankful for, too. Existing home sales rose in October for the first time in 6 months. However, getting a home is still expensive. The median price jumping to more than $255,000. That's nearly up 4% from the same time last year. The rise in mortgage rates are giving current homeowners cold feet. A banking group says applications to refinance hit an 18-year low last week, and drivers will probably have attitude of gratitude on Thanksgiving. Gas prices are down 25 cents in the past month. The national average cost for regular is now $2.60 a gallon, but believe it or not, that's still 7 cents more than last Thanksgiving. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Charles Payne.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're looking good as far as accidents go right now. I've checked with Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville, State Police, Haynes Ambulance Service, all of it looking good. 65 and 85, no major backups at this second. Now the boulevards, secondary streets, around the grocery stores, that's a different ballgame. Very busy there. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State, it's going on now through December 7th. Classes begin January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know, most of us wake up every morning with a gift. It's all of our fingers and toes, full mobility, and the stuff that we kind of take for granted. But thanks to the gang at Gulf States Mobility, there are people who thought because they came home a wounded warrior or were in a car wreck or some other type of accident, that they would never be able to drive again. They would be forever dependent on somebody else to help them live their life. Thanks to the technologies at Gulf States Mobility, many of those folks are back driving. They've taken back that part of their life. A home that looked like it would have to be sold. I can't use it. Well, they do chairlifts for stairs, ramps, rails. Gulf States Mobility has made those homes livable, safely accessible again, diminishing the risk of any further injury. And for those who can drive but must get around by wheelchair, the end of trying to get a wheelchair loaded into a vehicle by yourself is now over. The MV1, also available at Gulf States Mobility with one button touch. Ramp comes down, the driver wheels in, locks into position, and is on their way. It's restoring choice to lives that have been affected by the worst possible set of circumstances. That's what they do every day at Gulf States Mobility. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson not only do a great job, but they've been working with the VA, government agencies, insurance companies. They're fighters for the people that are their clients. You can reach Gulf States Mobility at 514-6590. If you don't have any, please look them up and like them on Facebook for the work they do.
At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We're now located in Pepper Tree Shops out on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week up through Christmas. Come see us. We'll make you anything you can dream of, Marguerite's, but we really want to brag about the Christmas specials we have. They're as easy as 1, 2, 3. We're talking about a diamond solitaire necklace, white, yellow, rose gold for $100, diamond earrings bezel for $200, or a triple bezel necklace for just $300. Whatever you dream of, we have it at Marguerite's. We have the diamonds, we have the gold, and we certainly have the experience. Come see us. Thank you.
I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Joey. Welcome back, folks. Right before the top of the hour, let's talk to Bolt. We have Bo Holt on the
line. Whoa, Bowling Hall Holt the Fourth?
Indeed.
Has graced us with his presence on the airwaves.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Bo.
I just wanted to call and wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and here two of my favorite guys are on the radio right now.
Yeah, we're having fun. We're talking about what's your favorite pie?
Oh, wow. I like a pecan pie. I really do, but I don't get to eat much pie anymore these days, but I'm pretty sure that tomorrow I'm going to sample some varieties or so.
Okay. Yeah, this all started with somebody saying pecan pie is the best, and then we've had some votes for a bourbon eggnog pie?
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking bourbon eggnog custard pie is right up Bo Holt's alley.
It probably would be. I've never had it, but I'll tell you right now that the secret to the pecan pie is you got to have it hot, and then you put a little blob of vanilla ice cream on top of it, so you get that hot and cold. You have to eat it quickly, so your mouth gets all the cold and the hot sensations at the same time.
And see, my issue